Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendstein, or Wind Trendstein's Money. I am Jack. That is Jam McNabb, writer on the Daily Zeitgeist. What's going
Hello.
On, Jam?
So much is going on, Jack. So much.
I know. Well, Ben Stein's name is trending. I did have to do the young people check and ask super producer Becca and super producer Victor if they knew who Ben Stein was. They affirmed that they did, thanks to Ferris Bueller, the lasting impact of the film Ferris Bueller. So Ben Stein still out here occupying space in people's brains, and trending on Twitter today for reasons that I would have assumed were death related.
Yeah, me too. I thought he died, but no, he has, he was complaining about pancake syrup.
he had a hot one that he had to let go. Yeah. It's a video of him not looking great, looking a little bent over, stooped. It's been a while since we've seen Ben Stein in the flesh, and old age has not been kind to Ben.
No, I honestly thought he was about 108 years old and had to Google it, and he's only like 79.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people trying to win your money just ages you.
And he's just up all night worried about all the people coming for his coin. But yeah, so he posted a video where he complained that his bottle of Aunt Jemima syrup used to feature, quote, a large African-American woman chef, but due to the inherent racism of America's corporate culture, but now because of the racism, it features a white person, and then like noticed that it didn't and was like, features, I mean, no person?
I mean, nothing at all, just a void. And it's so like, should we do take two, Ben, where you don't say it's a white person? No, just let's
practicing
just roll
in
it.
The ancient art of improv, and just kind of riffing up here. But yeah, I mean, he got the camera up, had the thought, got the camera up, and yeah, it's an old take, I would say. That's one way of putting it, right?
Yeah, like it's just so, like, people were even pointing out online that, like, because now it's the product's a whole different name, like, for it to have been called Aunt Jemima and have no logo at all and not have the new name, which is like Pearl Mining
Milling Company.
Milling Company, yeah, not mining. They're not, you don't get syrup from mining. But for it to be that specific product, like it would have had to be like a 2-year-old bottle of syrup. And again, right. It's because everyone took his money 25 years ago. He can't afford syrup anymore.
Yeah. So yeah, very dated from a very specific period of time. It's very curious why anyone still cares what he has to say. But I do think like people probably generally, you know, they're aware of him from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, maybe from his game show, Win Ben Stein's Money, which helped to launch the career of Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Was a former Nixon lackey.
And,
is also like a deep right-wing ideologue, like a creationist.
Yeah, he made like that whole documentary about like how they shouldn't teach evolution in school.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, he went to Yale, but somehow ended up as a creationist, which I don't know. Once again, like it feels like maybe a lot of the mystique of these Ivy League schools comes from the fact that they've just only given jobs to each other in the halls of power,
right?
for the past 2 centuries. And so we end up with Ben Stein letting the cat out of the bag, maybe a little
bit. This is why you should not listen to every character actor from classic 80s comedies.
Right. And I have to remind myself of that all the time. Yeah.
Be skeptical. Like, don't just believe what the principal from The Breakfast Club tells you.
Yeah. And I've fallen victim to that. I've lost millions in Ponzi schemes to various police academy cast members. It's a dangerous world out there for those of us who were raised on 80s pop culture and just inherently trust it. It is Fat Tuesday. Carnival is happening in Brazil, one of the biggest parties in the world. This is a pre-Lenten festival celebrated around the world. Brazil, most famously, Italy, Spain, New Orleans is, I guess, the Mardi Gras is a version of this. But yeah, it's time to pack in all the drinking and eating because we're all about to starve ourselves during Lent. Am I right? Everybody on the same page about that, right?
That's just how I do it every week. I just like, I eat a bunch one day and drink a bunch. And then the next day I'm sober and I fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And perpetual. And I've had several heart attacks.
It's not good. And it's really kind of out of sync with the way other people, because you party your hardest on Tuesday, which is usually not the day everybody else reserves for partying hard, but you just go all in on Tuesday. And then
it's the day I used to party when like CDs and DVDs all came out on Tuesday.
Oh, that was what a time to be alive when we just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this is kind of a tangent, but I had a friend that worked in like a big bookstore in Toronto, like one of the chain bookstores. And this was when Prince was living in Toronto. And he used to come in every Tuesday with like his entourage and would just buy every single CD that came out that day. That's didn't so matter cool. what it was, just everything that came into the store he bought. And RIP.
Yeah, there are stories about that, like with, you know, directors and movie stars and stuff out in LA. Like that used to just be a real status symbol, is like you would buy all the DVDs like when they came out. And now look at us. But, you know, Fat Tuesday, get ready to put some ash on your forehead, Catholics. The day that put ourselves out there to be, you know, marked for death by the CIA, if the Kennedy assassination is any indication.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying they're not fond of Catholics. JFK was the first Catholic president. My people are, you know, always on the lookout. As Super Producer Brian just said, don't get me started on this. Ariana DeBose, Academy Award winner for her role in West Side Story, super talented artist, hosted the 76th annual BAFTAs and started the show with a song that celebrated the various nominees. And like, I'm trying to picture in my mind, like compare it to like the Billy Crystal songs, you know, when he would just come out and sing a song at the beginning of the Oscars back when he hosted the Oscars. And like, instead of jokes, it was just like references to the movies.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of what it feels like, but even more like it almost feels more like a rap song that your HR department would make for a training video.
Right.
Like it's that level of just like, this rhymes with this and it is what we're talking about, you know, like just going through a list and finding words that rhyme. And here we go on to the next one. And people are disagreeing about whether it's camp or whether it's cringe on the internet. I am reserving judgment for, I need to study it further. But Jam, do you have a position? Is it cringe? Is it camp?
I think it's closer to camp. Because there's something about it, like, I've probably watched it 30 times by now. It's both objectively bad and completely rewatchable. And also, like, there's something to it that is fascinating the world, but it's also not good. I think part of it may be, like, the reason why no one's totally sure what to call it is, like, she is super talented, you know, was working with not great material. You know, like, Billy Crystal is not a super talented, you know, singer and dancer. So those were just, you know, silly. Where this is like, you know, she's committing to something that is stupid and probably shouldn't have been done. It's also, like, weird that she was hosting it all. Like,
it's always a bad idea when you're, like, a hot young talent and you host an award show. Like, it didn't work the one time that it happened in my lifetime with, like, James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, God.
People seemed
displeased. I would not compare this to that at all.
No, like, no, but just in terms of a career decision.
I would actually probably, like, defend this a bit more than, like, some of the people on the internet. Like, yeah, it was pretty dumb, but also, like, yeah, I grew up with Billy Crystal, which was
real bad.
Really bad. And then also, I think what also did this the bit no service was the way it was edited, because like, she's singing and, like, I guess I'll call it rapping like all of these names, and they do the award show thing where they cut to that actor to like get their reaction, but she's listing them off so quickly, they're having to cut to people so fast, it's like the whole thing just felt really jarring. I mean, I think the cringiest part of it is the part that isn't being shared online as much, which is at the end of, like, rattling off all the actors and directors' names, they start singing "We Are Family." I don't know if you got that far in the
video. I didn't. No.
Yeah, like, that seemed like, okay, I don't know if I can defend this anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
The rest of it was just, I don't know.
Also, the BAFTAs threw Ariana DeBose and her team under the bus and said it was their idea and not the BAFTAs, which right. I always, like, the producers of award shows feel like they need to get over themselves. I think just generally they should be like, yeah, it's stupid, but it's an award show, and, like, protect their talent. But this reminds me of, like, when the Grammys threw Frank Ocean under the bus and we're like, he doesn't cooperate with our vision. Like, the Grammys award producers are, like, very self-serious and, like, take their craft of award show production, like, very seriously. And that just be like, yeah, we do a stupid thing and this one didn't land, but we'll try again next year, I guess.
To we be hand like, out
hey, that wasn't our idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so silly. Like, that, the other thing is, like, I watch all the, you know, like, I watch the Oscars and stuff, and there's so many goofy bits that don't land. It's like, this is not even the worst of the bunch.
Yeah. As super producer Brian put it, trade shows are supposed to be cringe. And that's what these all are, whether they want to be, like, dressed up as, like, Hollywood's Night of Bright Stars, or, you know, the night that Hollywood stars shine the brightest. It's just people who work in the same industry awarding each other. And, you know,
yeah. And you know what? That performance got everybody talking about the BAFTAs, which I can't remember the last time that happened.
4D chess is what you're talking about. BAFTAs, the thing that you're so eager to get away from you. That's called 4D chess. And it's the only reason I've ever watched the BAFTAs other than that one. I think it was a Kanye performance with the flamethrowers. That was pretty dope. But yeah, anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
And we're back. And so there's a lot of wild weather happening, tornado, winter storm on the East Coast in New York, New Jersey this week. Those aren't supposed to happen near one another. Strange weather coming to California. So I don't know. Just weird times.
Yeah, it's crazy. I heard two women on the bus the other day, and one of them was like, oh yeah, like climate change, oh it's so crazy, we don't have spring anymore, like we don't have spring or proper winters. And she was like, and we haven't since the 70s. And I was like, what? I've never experienced a real spring in my lifetime.
Yeah that, oh man, spring used to be amazing, man.
I missed it.
Yeah. And finally The Bachelor finally caught COVID. We've been waiting for it to happen for a while. Apparently, The Bachelor like has to basically create a NBA bubble, like what the NBA did with the bubble. Like they just do that every season to try and prevent a COVID outbreak. But Zach tested positive for COVID, forcing just a lot of awkward, a rose ceremony via iPad, I believe, or a virtual cocktail party via iPad. I don't watch The fucking Bachelor, you guys, but it's in case that isn't obvious. But do you watch The Bachelor, Jam?
No. Okay. I've seen it, but I don't watch it regularly. I think the like bubble, like NBA bubble thing they did like when COVID started.
Oh, okay.
Because they were like, like everything's shutting down, like whole industries are collapsing, like healthcare workers are exhausted. We really need to like pare down and make sure we get The Bachelor made, because the world will grind to a halt if The Bachelor stops. So that's when they
and they were right. We needed that shit. We needed that. We needed The Last Dance. We needed Tiger King. Yeah. So okay. So apparently
but
this
now,
one had them in the Bahamas, London. So they're just traveling all over the place and caught COVID like one is wont to do if traveling all over the place.
Yeah, it seemed kind of inevitable, but And it is, I guess, I don't know how these production schedules work. Like, you would think they could just wait till he didn't have COVID to finish it. But instead they did it all virtually. They had like a Zoom rose ceremony.
The Zoom rose ceremony. Actually, Super Producer Brian is pointing out that because like the end of The Bachelor announces the next Bachelorette and it's sort of this inextricable cycle, like you can't delay it.
Right.
You would have to like actually stop the calendar. Like you would just, the date would be the same for like a couple weeks in a row if you just delayed The Bachelor, like the actual calendar, all of the dates that we're working with, they would just stop it on February 21st until they were able to make new episodes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's just a never-ending chain of The Bachelor. It's like, we don't recognize this, but Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's are all determined by when The Bachelor comes out and has its finale. Right.
That explains why I buy all of my family roses, single roses for Christmas. <That's> right.
All right. Well, we're all hoping Zach feels better, even though he caught COVID probably like 4 or 5 months ago now, or I don't know how long it takes him to turn this shit around, but
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, JM. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at JM McNabb again.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, February 21st. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.